We're going to get into locker room chemistry here in 15 minutes, right now at 8:40 on this St. Patrick's Day morning. It's a Musers tradition. Joining us now on the ticket hotline is our favorite Irish athlete, the noted home run slugger, Mark McGuire.
Top of the morning to ya.
Hey, Mark, how are you?
Oh, hi, Musers.
Happy St. Paddy's Day.
Happy St. Patrick's Day to you. Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, Saul.
You love this day, don't you?
I love it. My kilt is tinted today because I'm so excited about St. Patrick's Day.
You hit so many home runs in your career.
So many home runs in my career. So many of those taters. That's what I called them.
That's right.
Taters.
Mm-hmm. Well, how do you celebrate St. Paddy's Day?
Well, I'm just sitting here snorting some Andro and eating a bowl of Lucky Charms.
You're still on the Andro.
Looking out over the Irish moors at the little leprechaun guarding me pot of MLB gold.
Oh, that's great.
Just sitting here wondering, when are the Musers going to call me? And then, lo and behold, you do.
Every year on this day.
Have you ever noticed that us Irish people, sometimes we talk and we say our sentences like they're questions?
Yes.
Everything always sounds like a question.
Sure enough.
But after this phone call, I'm going to take me bar of Irish Spring.
Oh, God. Oh,
out into the rainy Irish morning, take a shower under the rain.
Mm-hmm.
Really wash me shillelagh. I tell you, it's wonderful being in the top 10 Irishmen of all time. Don't know if you saw that in the GQ magazine.
No.
Who's on the list?
GQ magazine, was St. Patrick was number one.
Mm-hmm. Uh-huh, that makes sense.
He was number one, so. And then number two was me pal Bono.
Oh, yes.
Oh, I love Bono.
Oh, yeah, we do too.
And then number three was Shaquille O'Neal.
Not sure he's Irish.
Number
but...
three for the 10th year in a row. And then it was me. Mark McGuire, the Andro Homer King.
All right.
Okay.
And then, you know, I was actually talking to about you last night to one of my friends, trying to beg him to get on the Sports Day app to check you out.
Who's that?
Conor McGregor.
Oh, you're friends with Conor,
he
are you?
He was over last evening, and we were getting drunk, chasing some snakes out of Ireland and beating the hell out of each other.
A couple famous Irish athletes.
It was a homoerotic fest, that's for sure.
Oh, boy.
And then Liam Neeson came over.
Wow.
Yes. Yes, I had dropped my car keys down a gorge, and so Liam Neeson pulled his pants down, and I was able to rappel.
We've heard that.
So that was fun. And then later, Colin Farrell came over.
Wow.
Yeah, he came over, so. And
a lot of Irish actors over,
yes,
as well.
Yes, and then we got on the telephone, and all we did all night was crank call David Faraday.
Oh.
Leave him alone.
David Faraday, of course. You guys know David Faraday. I hear him on your program.
You bet. Ticket's own.
You have him on all the time.
We do.
You bet.
That's right. His problem was the drink. My problem was the Andro.
Right.
Oh, and I just can't get off of Andro.
Still.
You love it so.
I'm so into Andro. My hat size is now a 15 and a half.
You're not playing anymore. There's no reason to consume that.
Well, that's what James Joyce was telling me just the other day.
How is that possible?
I'll leave you with a little St. Patrick's Day joke.
Okay.
A little St. Patrick's Day joke.
Okay.
What did the Irish girl who wanted to get pregnant say to her boyfriend who didn't practice coitus interruptus?
Hmm.
Well, thanks for nothing.
Oh, Caddyshack reference. I love our yearly visit with him.
It's like Fernando's favorite day of the year, isn't it? Every day we call Mark McGuire.
He loves it so. Like that?
I don't know. He loves it.
Hmm. I do love it so.
He's beaming.
Mark McGuire loves Andro.
I do love it so.